Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon. Today is Saturday, February 24th at 3 p.m. in the Villages, Florida. Welcome to all you retirees. I am the savvy retiree, and I welcome you to my show. I hope today we will have a subject that you will enjoy and can call in and tell me what you do and tell me about your life as a retiree. But today we're going to discuss activities during retirement, after you retire. This particular subject seems to create a lot of problems for people. A lot of men, especially, it seems, are really unprepared for all the time that is spent. Not just men, women too. Women who've worked their whole life. I worked my whole life, and I'll tell you, it was, at first I thought, oh, this is wonderful, sleep in, you have your own schedule, you can do whatever you want when you want. Well, quickly you learn that time is something that needs to be filled. In order to have a satisfying, enjoyable life, your time has to be spent doing something that either is for a purpose, or, you've worked, and now you have a little time to enjoy yourself. And a lot of people really have difficulty narrowing down what it is that they will enjoy doing. It's many people here in the Villages. We have thousands of activities here in the Villages. And here, people sort of take to it like a duck to the pond. They golf. Golf is huge. And they love their golf. Golfers love golf. So they're content. They daily meet with their friends, go golfing, a lot of socialization with that, and you get exercise, and it's enjoyable. For other people, they have other types of activities. Some activities are very physical. Some are more mental. So well, before I get into that, let me give you the guest call-in number. It's 619-924-0808. Call in. I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts on this subject. And tell me what you do during the day. Like I started to say, here in the Villages, we have everything from swimming to pickleball, volleyball, softball, any kind of a ball activity. We do it here. And because the weather's so nice, you can go outside and play all day. I mean, most of the time, especially from January through April, the weather is just ideal for being outdoors. Great. We've got bikers. We've got runners. You can do it all here. So in other places in the country, you can't get outside. And you're confined to your home. It's very difficult to get around when the weather is lousy, and you feel isolated, very isolated, and cut off from the rest of the world socially. And this is a very easy way to fall into a negative kind of thinking about retirement. And it's not, I find that, your weather has a lot to do with how you feel about your day. It does make you feel more alive when the sun is shining, and that there are people around you, you see them enjoying themselves. It does something to you mentally. It just sort of gives you a feeling of just wanting to be involved in something. So now, these are like fun activities that I've mentioned, and some people want to have a purpose. They volunteer. There are thousands of groups here that do volunteer work. A lot of money is raised here in the villages for charities that are, there's just so many. And this gives volunteers, volunteerism is a wonderful cause to donate your time and get involved in. Whatever your interest is, everyone has a different type of interest. We have just numerous clubs for volunteer, everything from health related, you know, St. Jude Foundation, and there's Rotary, and there's soup kitchens, and, you know, people with various charities. So that's one way to get involved and feel worthwhile, and if you don't need money. Now, those that need money to work, that's a little more challenging also, because you have to realize you're going to be probably doing something that's like a menial job. But still, I know people here that work at Walmart who are happy. They're happy people. They enjoy working at Walmart. It gets them out of the house. They get a little extra income. They enjoy being around the people who come in the store. It's a friendly kind of environment. I know people who work at other stores. I know people who work at Starbucks. Seniors. They are very getting a job here in the villages is pretty easy for a senior who wants these low-end kind of jobs. You know, we can work for the villages, working in their theaters. They have rec centers that you can work in. You can do community watch. You can work at the school, all kinds of things to do. It really saddens me when I hear about seniors who are lonely and they're depressed because they've sort of lost their life, which this is quite an adjustment period, and it's difficult to find your new place to belong. Very difficult. I know people who have set up businesses. If you have that background, you have that ability, that's a great way to, you know, get back into a business kind of a, you can mentor people who have businesses if you have that skill. You name it, you can help your skill, whatever you've got, whatever talent you have. Musicians here, there's more musicians than you can imagine. Clubs for acting, and so on. Whatever your interest, you have to narrow down what it is that you really have always maybe wanted to do, never had the time to do it, and you will find that once you figure that out, your days will feel much more productive and you'll be happier. You will enjoy your life. In the beginning, for me, I struggled with this because I felt I had to work. I had to work, and I needed money. And, well, yeah, don't we all, you know, I wouldn't even be thinking about work if I was not needing some form of income. So, but along the way, I've discovered that it shouldn't be the top of my list. I need to also think about hobbies, friends, doing different things, different from what I've done for the last however many years. And it does make you look at life differently. You have time to think outside of your same routine, and you can control pretty much what you do. I occasionally take care of pets. and I've taken care of seniors here as a companion, as a sitter. I'm trained in real estate. I have a real estate license from California. I love real estate. That is my passion. I can't use it here. I thought, well, maybe I could help realtors here, but they won't. They don't even want you to do anything for them because they're fearful that they will violate the law in some way. So it's difficult, you know, still debating if I want to get into real estate here. I doubt it. I do keep up on it, though, and find real estate just is my passion. So at least I know what I like. And I do like this show. Trust me, I do enjoy hearing from my retirees. And I want to hear from you, and I want to know how you're doing. And I want you to know I'm here to try to let you know you're not alone. There are plenty of us out there, and we can help you with whatever you might have questions about or concerns. We're there for you. I am there for you because I've probably been in your shoes, and I care about you, and I want you to know that we all enter this age of retirement, and it's going to be different for all of us. But don't be afraid and don't give up, because you will find that it can be a very enjoyable time of your life. And I wish you all well, and I thank you for listening to this show. I invite you to call tomorrow, and I hope to hear from you. 619-924-0808. I'm the Savvy Retiree, and I look forward to talking with you again.